this planet.
You're dead, bitch.
And now I've got a boner.
Yeah, and you're dead with a boner. The worst way to die. Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that if you flip upside down and look at the back, you'll actually see a little maze to finish.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's recommended for children above the ages of 6 years old.
Yeah, it is. It is. But you know what? It's in black and white. You can colour it in your own time. Mm. How are you, Corey Sutton?
I am absolutely wonderful, Alan Oldworth.
Now, today we are doing a movie that a bit of a random one, but a classic. The whole nine yards.
Came across your table, didn't it? Because it was just on TV one night.
It was. And by TV, I mean Prime? I just saw it pop up and I was like...
you chose to watch it.
I chose to watch it. I made a choice. And, and I was happy with the choice. I think it's a good movie.
It is. It's got a great cast as well.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, Matthew Perry, Rosanna Arquette.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah, she's the ex-wife in it, right? Well, yeah. The wife that's, you know, wants him dead, essentially. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Yes. Amanda Peet, Kevin Pollak, Michael Clark Duncan, and Natasha Henstridge.
Jeez, it's making me sad that a lot of movies that like happened when we were, you know, younger and whatnot, some of the actors are dead in it now. It's kind of making me feel old.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Michael Clark Duncan has since passed away.
Matthew Perry, of course.
Matthew Perry has passed away too.
Yeah.
I don't want to say this.
What are you going to say?
But at some point, Bruce Willis will pass away.
Look, I don't want to say this, but I think every actor and actress will eventually pass away.
No.
I don't want to burden you with that news. Corey, one day we'll pass away.
No.
But lucky for us, the legend of this podcast will live on forever.
Yeah.
And our grandchildren will hate us for it.
They'll go, what kind of legacy did Uncle Alan?
What was Granddad like? Well, here's him doing an Arnie impression. I love my grandkids. Because God knows I'm never going to say it. Anyway. Not with them bloody tattoos.
Can't wait to get a psychologist on the show and really dive deep into that.
Oh, God, me too. Whole Nine Yards, according to the critics, 43% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Funnily enough, when you click on it on Amazon Prime, it says it spent 3 weeks as the number one film at the box office.
Interesting. 64% from the audience, which I think is a bit more fair. I'd give it like 7 out of 10. I think it's pretty good.
Okay, that's very generous.
I enjoyed it. I think it's a fun movie. It's very much set in an era because it is so 90s, but it's good.
You're obviously in a vulnerable place when you watch it.
I always am.
It made like $150 million. It went on to...
because it's a good movie.
...have a sequel.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Guess what they called it?
No.
The whole 10 yards.
Someone earned.
I never saw the first 1 through 8.
Yeah. I'll never catch up now. Go on without me. Give us the synopsis, please, Corey.
Do we need a character that we need to pull out of the bowl first?
Good call. Let's do that. You want me to do it again this week?
Alan, you would make such a good effort at pulling out characters of a bowl. It would be horrible of me to do it.
Okay. The character that I have right now is Hermione Granger, angry because she can't master a spell. Wow. Where was this one during Mad Max we did the other week? Once again, Furiosa. It's the only way I know how to say it. Okay, yep, Hermione Granger.
A really stiff wedge into this.
Oh, yeah, because it's not... Yeah, wish us luck.
I don't know how Hermione's going to feature into this.
No idea. Synopsis, please.
Okay, in the whole nine yards, mild-mannered dentist and Nicholas Ozaransky, which is Matthew Perry, discovers that his new neighbour, Jimmy the Tulip Tedeschi, Bruce Willis, is a notorious hitman hiding from a dangerous mob. Oz's wife, Sophie, urges him to turn Jimmy in for a reward. Instead, Oz and Jimmy form an unlikely alliance, navigating a tangled web of deception involving Jimmy's estranged wife, Cynthia, and a mob boss, Yanni Gogolak.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Amidst the chaos, Oz finds unexpected courage and romance, leading to a hilarious and action-packed conclusion.
It's kind of dark, the movie, real talk. They do mention that the dentists like, are prone to suicide quite a lot in the movie.
I'm wondering, because I remember that fact, and I always spit it out when I'm talking about a dentist. Well, I don't always not talk about dentists.
Yeah. But this is before mental health chats were even a thing.
Yeah.
It was kind of always just like, well, you know dentists, they always want to kill themselves.
Yeah. Is that like just a stereotype or is it statistically like rooted?
I don't know. I don't know where it came from, but they certainly love talking about it all the time in this movie. It seems to be the number one thing. Now, this movie, like I said, I enjoyed it. There's so many iconic roles in this. I don't know where to wedge Arnie unless we do the classic hitman thing.
I was thinking along the same lines.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what if Arnie is one of the original hitmans or hitmen.
Yep.
That Sophie, his wife, crazy wife.
Because that's the plot twist, is that we learn that she's taken out hitmen. You're right, it is hard to say.
Yeah.
It's like, do I do a hitman? Hitman.
Yeah.
She's taken out multiple hits on Matthew Perry's character and because she wants him dead so she can collect his life insurance.
Yeah, and what if one of them was Arnie?
I love the idea of it. Now, the first hit person that we discover is actually his assistant, who's a really, really cool chick.
Yeah.
But she was actually originally hired to kill him, but she got too close and liked him too much, didn't want to kill him.
Yeah.
So I imagine because Matthew Perry's just so damn charming.
He is.
That maybe the same thing could happen, but Arnie would be hiding in normal civilian plain sight as a hitman. So please, let's continue.
Hey, welcome to the coffee shop. Can I take your order?
Hi, yeah.
Hey, how are you? How are you, Nick? You going to the dentist today again to work?
How did you know my name?
Oh, you come in so often. You're a regular. It's good to see you again. You always look so happy.
This is the first time.
Which is surprising considering you're a dentist. And the stats are in that dentists always want to kill themselves. Ha ha, light chat. Yep.
You seem to know a lot about me.
Oh, what
I just
can I
come
say?
Here to order coffee.
Yeah, no, for sure. What coffee are you having? It's the one thing I don't know about you. What do you want?
I'll have a cappuccino.
Cappuccino,
please.
Coming up for you. So, how's that horrible wife of yours with the father that died and all the conditions with the situations and the fact that she doesn't like you very much?
Well, yes. You're not going to believe this. Today she asked me for $5,000 as I left the house.
Really? Oh, these women. Oh, you never know what they want. Yeah. She just got that lying around.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't. That's the problem.
Oh, you need
I'm
the
a dentist.
Grand.
I'm in high, severe levels of debt.
Oh, no.
And I really just need to make a little bit of cash.
Okay.
And I can pay her. I mean, ideally, I'd make a lot of cash and I can divorce her.
Oh, that would be the dream. Not if you die first. Just a fun joke. Because you're a dentist, you know.
So anyway.
Yeah. Go on.
I think it's time you have a checkup.
Okay.
Because what's your diet like?
Oh,
because diet often speaks into what's happening with your teeth.
Well, I normally just eat whatever's laying around the car when I'm doing stakeouts and stalking my victims. Whoops.
What do you mean stalking victims?
Oh, for potential coffee.
Oh, you mean you're an entrepreneur?
Yeah, that's the word. You got it, baby. Entrepreneur.
Tring.
Okay. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Hello. What can I do for you? I'm kind of busy with a customer right now, but what can I do for you?
My name is Hermione Granger.
Oh, wow. So soon. Yes, and what can I do for you? You look very frustrated over there. Sorry, Oz. Can you give me a moment?
Yeah, that's
actually
fine.
You know what, Oz? I'll let you go. Have the cappuccino. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a lovely day at work, okay?
Okay, it's been...
Loosen up, bitch. I know who the hell you are, Hermione Granger. Top hitman in this area, killing people with the art of witchcraft. You think I don't know you? He's my target, okay? Don't even think about touching a hair on his bloody head.
His turf is anybody's turf.
Hey, you listen to me. I'm taking him out when I'm good and ready, okay?
I can do this with my eyes closed.
No, you can't. You know you're slipping, Hermione. You're not as tough as you used to be.
Okay, I might be struggling a little with the killing curse.
Yeah, in your face. You're not good at it.
See, watch this.
Try it. Not on me.
You see that guy in the corner of there, the coffee shop?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about him. Who? Yeah.
Avada Kedavra.
Yeah, yeah.
What? See? Nothing happened.
All he's got is a boner now. You just gave him a boner. You're meant to make him bone dead, and you just gave him a boner.
Well, that's what I mean. I need a little bit of help.
Have you tried with your pronunciations?
Avada?
Yes.
Kedavra.
Yeah, he's got a huge boner now. He's even bigger than before. Stop giving my customers boners. Look, here's the story, Hermione. I don't give a crap what style you're trying to learn. I can hear your frustration behind your voice, but Oz is mine, okay? I've taken out the job. It's my job. You can't have him. Get out of my town. Get out of my city.
Why? Why? Why should I?
Because if you don't...
I'm the best. I'm the best at spells. I'm the best at assassinating.
Well, you're not anymore. This is my town, sweetheart. Ella Gadabra Bush! You're dead, bitch.
And now I've got a boner.
Yeah, and you're dead with a boner. The worst way to die. Damn it! Now I have to kill Oz tomorrow or something. He's a tough guy to kill.
I mean, we did see every character get close to him, end up liking the guy, Jimmy the Tulip. You know, the only people that don't like him is the mum and the wife.
His wife is so irritating.
The worst.
Can Patricia Arquette actually, is her name Patricia Arquette?
Isn't Patricia Arquette
the Rosanna Arquette.
Yeah, it's the one in Medium.
Yes.
And Holes.
It is too.
Great movie. Which we have done on the show, yeah. By the way.
Go back and listen to it. Great
Please
episode.
Do. It's a great episode.
Rosanna Arquette. Can she actually speak French?
I don't know, man.
She was fluent.
Okay. Was she? Did you understand it all? Were you sitting there going, mercy?
I got a little snippets.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, like restaurant, croissant.
Yeah.
Savant.
Oh, that's good. Well,
all the aunt words.
You got an great, great aunt.
I would love to see
what
Arnie as Matthew Perry's character Oz would be like.
Yep.
If he's interacting with his really annoying French wife.
Oh, yeah. That'd be very annoying.
She was horrible.
Now, I know you said that you got the French down.
Oui.
But I do feel like I'm going to let you Arnie this one up.
All right. Honey, good morning.
Miss my little husband. Oh, he's here today. You managed to make it the whole day and come back to me. Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's good to see you too, honey. It's been a long day at work. What have you been doing all day? Huh?
Whatever I want. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. Oh, my God.
Define this. Define that.
All the things. Why are you here today? Weren't you meant to go mountain climbing with my friend Pete?
What are you talking about? It's a Wednesday. Mountain climbing with Pete is strictly a Saturday activity.
No, because then you're mountain climbing with Pete, and then I booked you when you're going to go scuba diving with my friend Sam and go around with the sharks.
Why would I go scuba diving with
sharks?
And then
remember on
Sunday, Canada. We're landlocked, lady.
You were going to go mountain climbing again, but this time over razor barbed wire. You never do anything that I want you to do.
Your French accent is very strange.
Sacre bleu! You're breaking my heart!
Okay, you listen here.
I hate
here.
You so much.
We need
I
to
wish
make...
you were dead like my father.
Do you know what he was? We were in business together.
My father was a legend. A legend?
Your father embezzled funds. He touched up little boys, for goodness sake.
Like a legend. Nope. I don't like that.
You might want to cut that, Ethan.
No, but he did do that in the movie, right? Is that what they imply?
Oh, he did.
Yeah. No, leave that in. It's the only way we'll learn, Ethan. Sacre bleu. Let's get back into French. If I was ever there.
I hated your father. I'm glad he's dead.
You say that every day and you wonder why I want you dead.
Okay. You're really frustrating me now. I want to work on this marriage. I think there's still stuff in it for us.
I don't think there is. You're a dentist. You guys always just want to kill yourselves all the time.
Why does everyone say that?
You're probably super depressed, just like my dad was. He killed himself. He was a dentist. Maybe it was because my mum said he should kill himself every day and she'd leave out little notes reminding him to do it. I don't know, but I just had
enough of
you.
Where's your mum?
Look, you want me to go get my mum?
Yes.
Her accent's much thicker than mine, but you might not understand her.
Get your mother. I want to talk to her as well. She leaves me notes.
Mum! Oz wants to talk to you.
Well, 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 what have we got here? If it isn't my son-in-law who I hate so much. This is naturally how I sound as a mother of my daughter.
What crawled down your throat and died?
You, Oz. Nobody likes you, you inferior piece of crap.
I want to know.
Hey, are you meant to go mountain climbing or something?
That's Saturday with Pete, I told you.
You should do it over the barbed wire.
Why do you want me to climb? Do you want me to die?
Don't answer that, Mum.
What do you mean, don't
answer that? No, we don't.
I'm starting to suspect that you want to kill me.
All I'm saying is, we sat down the other night and we realized that your life insurance was worth an awful lot. And sometimes it would be better for the family if you were not here. Be my guest.
What family? You don't even want to have kids with me.
No, I don't. I do not. Let me ask my daughter. Do you want to have kids with him?
Oh, no. God, no. God, I don't want to touch me at all. See, there's the proof in the pudding.
You know what? I think I want a divorce.
No, that's not an option. You've got to look after us. It's your fault why my husband is dead. Your business deals. Your terrible business deals.
I've been over this.
I am not listening to this. I've had enough. You need to get out of here. Maybe go meet our new neighbor or something. He's very busy with his boxes. And I am going to go over here and eat a whole packet of Ferrero Rocher.
Okay, well now, just so you know, two things. Number one.
No, he's still talking. Jesus, thanks.
Listen here, Sophie. I'm the man of the house.
Yep.
Number one, those Ferrero shares are mine. I bought them.
No, they're mine!
No, they're mine. You don't touch them. Number two,
I'm going to go see
the... I do love it when he's stern.
I'm going to go see the neighbor. Consider this a divorce.
Okay.
That's a real throwback.
No.
Did you even understand the reference?
No.
Total Recall.
Sorry.
Is it Michelle Pfeiffer in Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Wait, I thought it was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay. When he says to her, consider it a divorce.
I can't remember everything.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh my goodness. Wasted on you. Wasted. Do something useful. Give us a character to add Arnie as.
So angry about it. His first proper Arnie
it's
reference.
It's an iconic Arnie line.
I don't remember it. I was working too hard at being French.
I hate it when we fight.
Come here.
Give me
your forehead. There we go. Forgiven immediately. Jimmy the Tulip, it's a no-brainer. I don't want Arnie in that role, but I want Arnie as Matthew Perry like you did, meeting Jimmy the Tulip. So let's make that happen right now.
Hey, neighbor, how are you?
Well, it's nice to meet you.
Now I notice you got new boxes here and you're moving your way in.
Yeah,
hello.
We're just moving in. These moving guys are moving my furniture.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Hey, easy with that. Are you guys going to take forever or what?
Oh, quite a temper on you. Well, I just wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood. My name's Oz. You know, I'm a dentist.
You're a dentist?
Yeah.
Nothing unusual about that profession.
Nothing at all. Please don't mention it. I'm very sensitive.
I've never heard anything about people dying as a dentist.
Okay, you son of a bitch. All right, anyway, it is so good to have a new neighbor here. This house has been vacant for a few weeks, so I was like, oh, where's am I going to get a new neighbor? And now I've got one. You look like a real pal.
I am. I'm a real pal, all right. Have you seen my tattoo?
Yeah, show me the tattoo.
It's a tulip.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mental. This is only happening in my head. It's Jimmy the Tulip, the man from Chicago. He killed all the people and he's a total murderer. And they hit the man and, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my mind. Oh, my God. Nice to meet you. My
Are you
God.
All right, buddy?
I'm fine.
You got an upset stomach.
Yeah.
You didn't have mayonnaise on a burger, did you?
Oh, no, I would never dare. I hate mayonnaise on burgers.
Because mayonnaise really, it works your gut.
Yeah, I do not like mayonnaise on burgers.
Absolutely not. It's a weird Canadian delicacy because we're in Canada.
We are in Canada, and I don't like mayonnaise on burgers. You know, one time they gave me mayonnaise on my burger, and I got so upset. You know what I did?
Did you send it back?
No, I just scraped it on the side of the plate and didn't say anything because lessons need to be learned.
Oz, yeah. I want to talk to you.
Talk to me.
You
Jimmy the Chula, choo-choo train lover, I assume, from our first meeting. Jimmy the choo-choo and train lover.
You're very perceptive. I do have a train set, actually. Yeah, they're just carrying it in now.
It's very
fellas,
big.
Easy with the train set. I'm easy, a collector.
Respect the train set, please. It's part of his identity. What happened with you? With the
Sometimes they got to have hobbies, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I get it. Trust me. I get it. So what happened with the mayonnaise burger situation?
Well, I think that you need to be more assertive when it comes to having mayonnaise on your burger. You just say to that waitress, hey, lady.
Yeah.
I said no mayonnaise.
Oh, that would be very rude.
Next time you put mayonnaise on my burger?
Yeah, I'm going to not give you the best tip you deserve.
No, you don't tip him at all.
Oh. No, you gotta hit the
No, you say
so
to them,
hard.
Next time you do this, I'm gonna come into that kitchen, I'm gonna grab you by the throat and strangle you till you're dead.
Oh, jeez, that seems like there's gotta be an in-between between the two of us, maybe. Surely between not leave, well, I would never not leave a tip, just to be very clear. I'm a dentist who works very hard. I feel like I need to leave a tip.
Oh, that's the fact I was thinking of. High suicide rate.
No, he said it again. Every time. This is why we want to kill ourselves. Everyone bringing it up all the time. Reminding us. Having a good day. Someone comes along. Hey, dentist, kill yourself. I'm like, oh, God. What a hard, hard time today is.
Do you want to take me on a tour of the town?
Not really. But I feel like you're not going to take no for an answer.
Absolutely. Get in my car.
Okay.
Well, I also want to be real with you.
Okay.
You know who I am, don't you?
Jimmy the choo-choo train collector?
No. I collect more than just trains.
Hugs, maybe. Hopefully, for my sake, maybe.
I'm a contract killer.
Ah, damn it. Jimmy the Tulip. Yeah, look, I'll be
you
honest.
Knew.
I recognize the tattoo in the face and the fact that you'd murdered lots of people when I also lived in Chicago. Yeah.
I did 5 years in the clink.
Yeah, pretty sweet deal.
I ratted out. My former boss?
Yeah, that's not good.
Yanni? Right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And so he's probably wanting to kill you, I bet.
He does.
Yeah.
I know a lot.
Yeah.
But can I trust you?
Oh, we've only just met, but yes. Absolutely.
You wouldn't go betraying me now, would you, for money?
I wouldn't know how. I would never do it. I don't even know why would I break your trust, Jimmy? We're best friends now.
I knew I liked you. Yeah, I knew cool. I liked you, Oz.
Yeah.
What are you doing later tonight? You want to get burgers?
That seems like something that would trigger you, but okay, sure. Yep.
Speaking of triggers, I better pack heat just in case.
Okay, that's all right. Well, you can drop me off here. I'll walk home.
No, we're ages away. I'll drive.
It's fine.
It's all right. I'll speed.
Yeah, it's fine. Of course you will. Oh, God, help me. God, Jimmy, you're such a menace. You're such a menace. I don't even know what to do with you. I'm so nervous. My asshole is so tight. I'm going to get a hemorrhoid from being so nervous all the time. My God. All right. I'll get out here anyway. See you, Jimmy. Bye.
Okay.
See you. Bye. Oh, my God. Let me get home. Hello, wife. You here, wife? Wife? Wife, are you here?
More than me.
Yeah, wife. Oh, that's a much better accent. So glad you can do it. Now, wife.
Where have you been all day?
You will never believe where our neighbor is.
Wait, is he next door?
Jimmy the Tulip. He is a murderer man. He's our neighbor.
What do you mean, murder man?
Yeah, he's a murderer man. He murders for people. He kills for money. He's a murderer. And he's our neighbor. And he's Bruce Willis, kind of looking like him. But Jimmy the Tulip is the name.
Wait a minute. It's not Jimmy the Tulip, the man I saw on the news?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what you
there's
watch.
There's a contract on his head.
No, I know what you're thinking.
For like $500,000.
I know what you're thinking.
Honey, no. That could be good for us.
No.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
You go to Chicago.
No.
And you dob in.
No.
You dob him in.
Just before I get on this flight to Chicago. Because, I mean, you were giving someone smack about their Frenchness. You sound a little bit like you're from Mexico. I'm just saying, if we're going to nitpick.
Definitely from France.
Okay.
Definitely just the south of France.
Very south.
Little town called Tijuana.
So we've obviously seen the characters that we like. The whole movie, there's so much. Like, I mean, this goes without saying, but every movie we do, you really should see them so you know why and we're doing what we're doing, where we're going. But the whole thing has these twists and turns where it turns out nearly every single person is a hitman. His dental assistant's a hitman. You got obviously Jimmy the Chill, but he's dealing with a bunch of hitmen. There's a cop that comes out. He's posing as a hitman to try and get closer to the whole situation as well. Everyone's a hitman. And so I think that's the scene we should probably end on. The bit where he's on the boat. So it's Matthew Perry's character. He's on the boat with Bruce Willis. And they're sitting there and they're trying to figure it all out with Michael Clark Duncan there as well. And we don't know who's going to get shot.
Mm.
We don't know how it's going to end.
It's a great little cliffhanger.
It really is. And so Matthew Perry's there and he's just sitting there and he's freaking out because they've made this deal. They're trying to make it all happen. They just want to go their separate ways, but will it happen?
Wait, who's Arnie? Figs.
Michael Clark Duncan is Figs, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Hey, why are you sweating over there? We're trying to work on something over here, okay? Hey, Figs, come over here, Figs. Figs, come over here.
Oh, yeah, Lord, it's me, Figs.
You're my right-hand man. You always have been, and I respect everything you do, okay?
Thank you, boss.
This
I
has been
really
a very intricate
that.
Day for me. A lot
did you,
happened
did
in the last 24 hours.
Did you want to
know
how I got the name Figs?
I would love to know. You want to know how I got the name Jimmy the Tulip?
Well, you go first.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'll try and remember why I'm called Figs.
Okay, so for me, think what is my favorite flower?
Oh, I know this one. Don't tell me.
No,
Matthew Perry, don't tell me.
I want to tell him. Can I tell him any more obviously?
No, I got this.
Could this be any more obvious? Matthew, I'm trying to deal with something over here, okay?
Okay, here okay, we man? Go. Here All we right. go. Here we go. Roses. Mm. Am I close?
You're close.
I'm so close.
Come here.
Okay.
It's tulips.
Oh, you mean because your name's Jimmy the Tulip.
Jimmy the Tulip, that's where I got the name. Why they call you Figs?
Oh, you want to know my favorite flowers?
Yeah, no, I want to know why they call you Figs.
What's related?
Could it be any more obvious? Matthew Perry, for the love of God. I swear.
Can you tell this guy to shut up?
I'm trying over here. All right.
So my favorite flower is a fig.
Yeah. What? I'm so sorry. I was listening, but I wasn't quite listening.
I said my
favorite flower
is a fig.
I don't think that's a fig, Matthew Perry. Please, adults are talking.
When I was growing up at home, we had a beautiful fig tree.
Okay.
And when fig trees flower, they produce figs.
Yep.
And so I used to get a bunch of figs.
Oh.
And I took them round to the beautiful girl next door.
Yeah, how'd that go?
And I said, I have a bunch of flowers for you.
Yeah.
And she says to me, that's not flowers.
Yeah.
And so then I...
They'll break your heart.
She broke my heart, so I broke hers, literally.
Yeah.
I got out a gun.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I killed her.
Frankie, figs, this is a horrible story.
And then I left...
Could he be any more of a murderer?
This guy's really ruining my flow.
Yeah.
And then I insert a fig into the bullet hole.
Yeah, you go there, you kill a girl, what are you going to do? Have a nice day. I get it,
and
Frankie.
That's why they call me Frankie Figs.
Frankie Figs, it fits.
Anyway,
now,
you had something probably more important to talk to me about.
Well, we're at the situation. We're at a crossroads, some would say. We've had a busy night, thanks to our friend over here. People think I'm dead. I'm not dead. You can see me right now. I'm not a ghost. I'm not a figment of your imagination.
Oh,
I noticed I said figment of the imagination. I know that excites you. But I am well and truly alive, my friend. But we need to figure out where we're going from here, because we literally took one body, ripped all its teeth out, and put in new teeth to hide me. We've done a whole lot of horrible stuff, killed a bunch of people. And I just feel like it's you, it's me, and it's Matthew Perry on this boat in the middle of the harbor. And no one's going to notice.
When you say harbor.
Well, I meant harbor, but I was trying to put a bit more of a twang on it.
Oh, okay.
Could he be any more Bruce Willis? I really could. And I'm getting sick of this guy.
Tulip, please, this guy.
Yeah.
He's really annoying me.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know, like...
You know he's banging my wife, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, could he be any more banging? Could you get it?
Yeah, I get it. Let's kill him. He's really... I'd rather you didn't, guys. But, I mean, everyone kind of likes me. They don't ever want to kill me because I'm so lovable.
Okay, he's got a point.
It's a really good point. Yeah.
Okay, so what are you thinking, Tulip?
I'm probably gonna have to kill you.
Now hold on.
Yeah, well, it's either one or the other, isn't it?
Why?
Because you might rat me out. I can't really trust you. You've already betrayed me in the past. Yeah, and I kind of am on the run. Let's just end it. You know what I mean? It's either you or me that's gonna die.
Can I plead my case?
Okay, just make it better than that fig story. Because I got to be honest with you, that was boring as hell.
You told me you liked it.
I was just trying to be polite.
What's that in the distance?
What is that in the distance?
It looks like a speedboat approaching.
Oh. Okay.
Hello, it's me, Hermione Granger.
Yeah, and it's me as well, the contract killer. Hey, we're also here. How are we? Hey, you look pretty cool. What's your name?
My name is Figs. Yeah, what is your name?
Bang! He's gone. All right, Frankie the Tulip, I'm not here for you. We've teamed up, me and Hermione. Yeah, yeah.
We're a couple of wizards.
Yeah, yeah. From Hogwarts, bitch. And we're here to collect on Oz or Matthew Perry. And you know what? As lovable as he is, I love money. So I've got to take him out. And I'm sorry about this, Jimmy the Tulip. I know we normally have deals like this, but I've got to collect.
Okay.
That's right. I was doing that voice too. What? This is
okay. No. I just had a brain fart.
Okay, no, it's me, Jimmy the Tulip. All right. You want to kill? So wait. So you, yes, and you, Hermione,
Hermione Granger.
You seem frustrated. You should probably chill. All right. What have you had? Mayonnaise in your burger or something? What's going on over here?
I did have a little bit of mayonnaise, but it's a Canadian delicacy.
No, it's not a delicacy. It's trash. Eat it American way. No mayonnaise. You guys want to kill my friend Oz over here? You've already killed my friend Frankie, which I was kind of going to do anyway. So I'm actually kind of grateful for you. You're welcome. It's easy to do. You know?
We did have a bit of help, didn't we? We helped him.
Yeah. Well, that's it. If anything, you should. Do you want to pay me for that job as well? If you're going to kill him, I just saved you some time. No, I'm not going to pay you, but I don't need you killing my mate Oz right here.
Well, then what's the point of being here?
So I'm feeling like Oz and me, we're gonna leave. You're gonna get off my boat, go on your little boat, and we're gonna go our separate ways, and we're gonna call it a day. Okay?
Or we kill you.
Could she be any more of a pain?
Okay, Avada Kedavra,
kill him.
I think we made it better.
A much better film.
Absolutely. And that was a horrible legacy to Matthew Perry. But you know what? The guy has a special place in a lot of people's hearts. And so concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? If you want to help us out, there's a number of ways to do that, Corey.
Yes, there is. So you can write us a review on Apple Podcasts. We would really love that. You can also leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, you can subscribe, follow and like our stuff on Instagram or TikTok. And finally, you can join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group and suggest movies and stupid characters that could appear.
We would really appreciate it, and we appreciate you.
We really do, because you guys are the real heroes.
Like, more than, like, firefighters.
Firefighters don't do a lot. Like, I don't want to start throwing stones.
I don't want to start throwing fire, but that's your house going up with no one helping it.
It's not my house. I rent.
Touché.